Today on Seculo, Kamala's shocking email during Trump-Musk interview.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
I have to admit, last night I was walking around my house, my phone out, you know, listening to Trump Musk. And I have to say, you know, pretty PG for both of them.
Yeah, it was kind of a marathon.
Again, most of the topics were not topics that anybody... I was actually walking through, and everybody could, of course, tell I was listening to President Trump and Elon Musk, because they have two guys with very distinct voices and deliveries. One's kind of slow and half South African, half just genius talking. And then you've got, of course, the other guy, who is Donald Trump, a voice that, you know, my young kids know, even. Not just, I don't think my oldest daughter, I think my youngest knows that it's Donald Trump's voice live. And so when you put those two voices together, it's an interesting combo. I think I had it for about 90 minutes. I thought it was some interesting parts about how right now they still need so much of the fossil fuel to even make the, of course, to make the Teslas. And then you can, of course, the electric cars is not ready for everyone. Musk has been very clear about that. But what is wild is that there was, of course, an attack on it. And so there was a full internet attack, and they couldn't launch when they wanted. I think it was had to launch about 30 minutes behind schedule. And of course, this attack, which we believe is an attack on the X system, Twitter, is, you know, an attack on free speech. This idea that Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and remember, after Donald Trump was shot that evening, I believe, is when Elon Musk sent out the tweet saying, I've seen enough. I'm endorsing Donald Trump. This person cares about our country, and we need to get by. And I'll use my resources to support him. He hasn't, other than that, been so political since that moment.
He's Elon. He gets involved. Yes. He mixes it up.
And of course, it's not like they don't have billionaires on their side. Like, for instance, George Soros, his entire family's running everything.
Pretty much everyone else.
I mean, but this is what's crazy. And then you found, well, you get the, you know, you sign up on the emails to get everything to make sure. So the contact, which is interesting that the Kamala headquarters is still coming from contact.joebiden.com.
Right.
Man, so when they took Joe Biden out, they really like took over his entire like database, which is wild.
Yeah,
like,
they immediately switched over.
They didn't buy that from him. But anyways, the subject line in this email is insane. And Logan, I mean, you can read it out for people if you want, because when I read through it and you kind of think about it for a moment, it's insane.
The subject line that came during the conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump was, "The two worst people you know are live this evening."
Okay. First of all, most people, this is not a negative thing, they don't know Donald Trump or Elon Musk in a personal way.
This is
the
you
so
know
So this
of.
Would just mean that you know of, right? Well, I know of horrible people that are living right now. The Ayatollah, Kim Jong Un. Again, you've
dictators,
got
murderers.
Vladimir Putin.
Maybe. Cast of characters.
The Chinese dictator. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on of people that are probably worse than the guy from Tesla.
Yeah.
And SpaceX and Donald Trump from hotels and resorts and a former president, and it. To combine those two, that they're somehow the worst people that you've ever heard of. So this is their strategy, Logan. It is it really is. It's demonization. It's not just they can end up getting Donald Trump shot again.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to tone down the rhetoric, this is the opposite of that. If you actually were to listen, and we're going to go through also the EU threatening Elon Musk, and we actually have a big ACLJ announcement a little bit later, so you make sure you stay tuned for that. But it got crazy. And look, if you listen to that, I listened to the majority of it last night, like you said, with my son, who is almost 12.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it too insane. It was crazy. Actually, they did a good job spending long form, breaking down, I don't know, how inflation works. Stuff that people probably should know.
Issues, immigration issues, issues about electric cars and also fossil fuels and how they've demonized these industries. It's solar power, all of that.
Yeah, but coming up, we're going to talk a lot more about that as well. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110 if you tuned in. Obviously, it was under a big cyber attack. A lot of people did not get in. But then later on, we've now seen that number rise to well over. I think we're cresting 200 million. We'll be right back.
champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. And again, it's this attack on speech, an attack on being a conservative. Here you have just an email that goes out during this Musk and Trump, not even a town hall. It's literally just like listening in on a phone conversation for a, I think that went on over 2 hours. It started late because there was, of course, a attack on X's server. And
which says a lot, by the way. That means not only are there people who are opposed to this, there are groups out there, very sophisticated groups, who are actively trying to make sure that you cannot hear this content. These are attacks on free speech at the really the very, very basic in America and, of course, around the country, around the world.
The whole world. I mean, you've got the European Commission. A member of the commission wrote to Mr. Musk, and I think it's Terry Breton. I'm writing to you in the context of recent events in the UK in relation to the planned broadcast on your platform X of a live conversation between a U.S. presidential candidate and yourself, which will also be accessible to users in the EU. I understand that you are currently doing a stress test of the platform. And by the way, during the stress test, they had no problem with about 8 million people being on at all. So the stress test, nothing was no problems were seen. And then, of course, when they went live, but then what they said here is, I'm compelled to remind you the due diligence obligation set out in the Digital Services Act is outlined in my previous letter. As the individual entity ultimately controlling a platform with over 300 million users worldwide, of which one-third are in the EU, that has been designated as a very large online platform, you have the legal obligation to ensure X's compliance with EU's law, and in particular the DSA, the Digital Services Act, in the EU. It is all, again, it is the Trump derangement syndrome, Logan, and but what we have seen, it's the attack on freedom of speech, the freedom to share ideas, even in a very open setting. There's no secrets here. They're not having some conference that you've got to pay
it's
for.
It's live.
They're not. You're right. It's totally live. They don't necessarily agree on 100% of things. It's just kind of an interesting conversation between two really interesting people. One, though, because he happens to be running for president, it's like they're threatening Musk. It's all about threatening speech. The idea that freedom of speech we see now in the United States, and we've seen it. Listen, until Elon Musk bought that platform, I thought Twitter, you know, the liberals, I guess, loved it.
They ran it,
for me, it was done.
I wasn't on it anymore. I thought it was a cesspool of people that I really couldn't take anymore and getting hate and death threats. I mean, this was generally what was coming into my
feed. Anything about, you know, the origins of COVID, which is really what it was all about. I think that's when it all started or stuff like that. which now is widely believed to be China and, you know, all that. That's not even an issue. That Elon Musk just said, I'm going to buy it.
And that's the reason a lot of people, it says in here, Elon Musk is interviewing Donald Trump live on Twitter, and they put in brackets that we're not calling it X. The main reason, if you're saying we change it to X, not only does it fit his portfolio of brands, is that the name Twitter had a stigma to it. And a stigma that people like me had no interest being a part of.
Right.
I was off the platform, but he rebranded it X, so then people like me go, okay, well, maybe I go. And now it's still filled with crazy. I'm not going to lie and say that it's not. But at least it feels like the crazy's evened out a bit. There's crazy on both sides.
What I just want to know is, I mean, how could... Of course, she doesn't do any press conferences, so... But right. if the next time she does one and it's close enough to this, Will, I would love to just ask her... Have someone ask her, are these really the two worst people you could think of in the entire world? Like, this is it? You're going to think of Elon Musk, a guy who makes your beloved electric cars more affordable? He made the, what was it, the one that's $30,000? The one, I don't know.
The basic metal Tesla,
I mean, so he actually got it to the masses if they wanted to. But because he doesn't share all of your political views exactly, because this time he's not supporting the left on everything, and of course, Donald Trump, those are really the two worst people you know in the world?
Well, according to this email, too, that the Trump campaign is beholden to billionaires like Elon, like the Democrats have no billionaire friends working them or celebrities.
But I also think we need to point out, one, she says in the email, Musk is using his vast fortune and broad reach to try and control our democracy. So they're back to that line. But then you also have the EU letter. But I think you should hear what the American media is asking Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press conference yesterday. I believe this is a Washington Post reporter and had very similar messaging points as the Harris campaign. Let's go ahead and play bite one.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that or sort of intervening in that? Some of that was about campaign misinformation, but, it's a wider thing, right?
Yeah, no, and you've heard us talk about this many times from here about the responsibilities that social media platforms have when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Don't have anything to read out from here about specific ways that we're working on it, but we believe that they have the responsibility. These are private companies, so we're also mindful of that too. Look, it is. I think it is incredibly important to call that out as you're doing. I just don't have any specifics on what we have been doing internally.
Okay. Maybe she wasn't there yet. Maybe she just doesn't remember. They had a misinformation, disinformation board, and then they had to shut it down, Logan, because of wide protests from the American people, including Democrats, who thought it sounded Orwellian and Nazi-ish to have this kind of board that would decide what speech was okay and what speech was not okay in the U.S. I don't use those terms like Orwellian or Nazi as much. That's how broad the dissent was at the time in the U.S., against this Biden policy.
Well, I don't know who the reporter is that asked this, but it's like, journalist? Yeah, can we find that out? What journalist who believes in the freedom of press would ask this type of question? It's absurd in America that this is even a conversation.
They're running running her campaign for her. She doesn't take questions from them, talking about Harris, and they're letting even the White House press secretary, who is basically now just a lame duck press secretary, play even, clean up for Harris by taking questions.
The reporter was Washington Post White House correspondent Cleve Woodson.
I mean, come on.
Beholden to billionaires, maybe?
What is he, like the number two guy?
Right.
Depending on how things... I mean, it's like depending on where the stock is today. I mean, it's not like the Washington Post is somehow got it's multi-ownership and isn't owned by one specific billionaire, Bezos, who has political views and now has a huge outlet to put them through, which is even more so than Twitter, because at Washington Post, he's got people to actually write the questions and ask and write the pieces.
Yeah, exactly. He's controlling of the press, and that's what happens, and then that's what they get mad. He owns that, and obviously Musk owns X.
He doesn't have the people asking questions. He doesn't have the journalists writing the pieces.
Yeah, I mean, he's created, he's funded some shows, things like that have happened to have entertainment and content on his platform, but not like this. And I think, I mean, that question alone makes me nervous.
I just don't like the two worst people.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
The guy's been shot. That's all you have to really say.
A month ago,
he got shot. And his supporter, and one of his supporters got killed. And it is because of rhetoric like that. It's because some 22-year-old thought they could raise some money off of a crazy, one-liner like that. And the truth is, you're moronic if, as an American, these are the two worst people you've ever heard of that you currently know. You're not a very educated person. If Elon Musk and Donald Trump, even if you're an extreme liberal, are the two worst people you've ever heard of, then you never even turned on the news.
Yeah, look what's going on in Haiti. Look what's going on in the world. There's still like slave trade happening in the world. You know, this is not complete.
Look at Gaza.
Right.
Look at Iran. Look at the treatment of women. Look at, again, just basics. China, North Korea. The people are starving in the world still, and in powers that are nuclear powers.
Because they don't care. It's not about that.
It's about firing up and fundraising. And they don't think anybody's going to care. But the truth is, there are nuts in America, and there are nuts around the world, and they read emails like this, and they think, I'm going to get my gun, and I'm going to do something that Harris and the left is going to make me a hero. I'm going to get rid of one of these worst people. And why do you think they all need so much security? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a huge deal with Elon Musk saying he was having his plane tracked because it was public information, trying to stop that because he was having these security risks everywhere he was going. Right. Someone who used to, by the way, just a couple years ago, as someone who was as a collector, was like a guy you could go get the autograph for and was happy to do it. He was happy to mix it up with fans and people, didn't care. And now he can barely speak to people because he took some political stances they disagree with. I mean, Tesla, I would assume probably the biggest sales of Tesla pre-Trump were probably in Hollywood. I mean, there were Teslas everywhere.
Definitely the West Coast.
Yeah. Give us a call. We were taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are going to support and tell you about a brand new campaign we're rolling out the ACLJ in the next segment. I really, if you're brand new to this broadcast, we got a lot of people, hit that subscribe. We do this show each and every day. I'm going to ask you to support the work of the ACLJ because coming up, I'm going to tell you a story that really got us motivated here at the ACLJ to put in some hard work and hard effort on a big campaign we're going to be rolling out that's going to affect not just portions of this country, but the entire country. So stay tuned for that coming up in the next segment. Of course, we're going to continue on the conversation, and Rick Grinnell's going to be joining us. But again, if you can, we are in that Life and Liberty Drive. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. The next segment, again, we're going to talk about this new campaign that affects life and certainly the freedom of speech in the form of liberty. So we'll be right back on Seculo.
Hey, everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months, and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
to Secchio. We are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. And we do have, Logan, a new topic. This actually, again, has been breaking, and we wanted to make sure we announced this, we could really do something about it, the ACLJ. Right. But we were both in Massachusetts. You were in Boston specifically, and you saw the ads running, and we kind of had heard about it.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild experience. The state of
Massachusetts has been taking on, and they've partnered with abortion providers in Massachusetts. So the state of Massachusetts is taking on pro-life pregnancy resource centers.
I would be shocked if I had walked around. So I was in Boston on a trip, me and my wife, which we love the city. It was amazing. We love the people there. And we're walking around Boston right outside of our hotel, and I noticed there is a it would be like on an electric meter or something. There was a billboard, public space, that wasn't a, hey, check out even Planned Parenthood. It was big letters, avoid anti-abortion centers, using those words, avoid anti-abortion centers. And I was like, that is crazy. And as we walked more, I saw them again, and I saw them again. And I looked in the corner of it, and I realized, oh, this isn't Planned Parenthood running these ads. This isn't a big pro-choice campaign running these ads. This is the state of Massachusetts running ads against what they call anti-abortion centers. Of course, we call pro-life pregnancy resource centers, you know, PRCs, places where you can go to get free treatment, free health care, free screenings, and all the type of things that they offer. They don't offer abortions, but they are usually incredibly run. They usually have doctors running them. And I started looking at this campaign, and I pulled it up on my phone. I went to the website that it said on the billboard, and I was like, I can't believe that this is real, that they are running this campaign, and they have this really in-depth website, not just saying, we think you should go to Planned Parenthood or pro-choice pregnancy centers, I guess, if you will, but specifically saying, we want to shut down, essentially, what they're called anti-abortion centers, pro-life pregnancy resource centers, where you can go and you a lot of times get free ultrasound, free diapers, a lot of those things that they offer at these places.
Yes.
And you start looking at this website, and I sent it to you guys and our legal team and said, we have to be able to respond to this. And it was very quick, because they're interfering in business, that there is ways that we can respond, not only legally, but we're also going to be proceeding in the media. And if they run this campaign, we've got a counter campaign coming, and just wait.
But we want your support. I mean, the more, you know, we can, again, the legal side is coming. And the legal side, of course, is coming very soon. And we'll announce that probably this week or early next week, exactly who we're representing, exactly what we're filing against and filing for, and what we're seeking in that. But there's also the public side of this, which is, okay, this is, again, talking about mis and disinformation. We can fight back, though, right? I mean, we can respond. These are just advertisements. The state has decided they want to do ads this way. Now, the way they're doing it may cause problems for them and the organizations they're working with, because what they're saying is not true about these groups. But we can respond, but we've got to have the resources to respond. These are not cheap media markets to respond in. We're talking about Massachusetts here, top and specifically a lot of this in Boston. Yeah, media market.
One of our YouTube comments just said that they're in Boston. They said the ads are huge on the side of buses. Yeah, they were. And once I saw it, it was like you couldn't turn around and not see these ads.
So now that we know that Massachusetts is funding a media blitz, this state-sponsored attack and misinformation about what they call the anti-abortion centers, it's a mass deception. So we want to use our Life and Liberty Drive to fight back. Right now, with your financial support, Logan, you know, of course, every donation to ACLJ, your support is doubled at ACLJ.org. And while we are launching the multi-pronged legal effort like we do, and we're going to do that, we've got the resources ready to go there, we want to do something different here and kind of take it to the next level to assist the pro-life pregnancy centers in getting their message out in Massachusetts.
Create a counter campaign.
And wherever we see this.
Yeah, and we're going to create a counter campaign that's going to be rolling out over the next few months. Of course, based on your support, based on if you decide this is something you think is important, will be where we put those resources. So if you feel like this is, because look, here's what we know. Because we know that they partnered with this pro-choice group. We know that this is the beginning. They've said Massachusetts is the first state to do it, but it's certainly what they hope to roll out across the country. So this is coming for your town as well.
Well, and if you'll remember, in California, we had that campaign that was largely led by Kamala Harris when she was the attorney general there, where they wanted to force speech of the pro-life pregnancy centers by making them advertise where people could go get an abortion. It was unconstitutional. We fought it. But not only was it there, we knew that was going to be the starting point. And then we started seeing that same type of language pop up in other states. So we had to fight it elsewhere. It's very similar with this. When you see a coordinated campaign, we know they lost that compelled speech angle of forcing these centers to promote where to get an abortion. Now they're using government discriminatory speech against specific centers. And what are we going to do? We're going to fight back there as well.
And Logan, I mean, we will use the resources that we raised during the Life and Liberty Drive through this announcement. You know, today, moving forward, when we announce the legal action, it'll either be later this week or very early next week. But we want to again announce that exactly for you about how we're fighting back through the courts, but also so the counter campaign, as you call it, yeah. And we'll be able to decide. You know, is it going to be predominantly web ads? Can we take the ads to your broadcast? Can we take the ads to the local news? Can we, you know, during the local news? Can we put up billboards? Yeah. It's all going to be based on the financial resources we have, which is going to be based on the support we receive through our donors at ACLJ.org through the Life and Liberty campaign right now.
And we are in contact right now with ad buyers and all those things in these markets, in Boston and the Massachusetts market. I'm seeing comments come in from a lot of our listeners and a lot of our viewers who watch Massachusetts saying, you know, I'm a taxpayer. I don't want my money going to this. I will tell you, some of these, I can tell you from the people I talk to there, they are not thrilled about this either. There's a huge group of people in Boston and in Massachusetts. They may even be Democrat voting liberals, but they are, you know what a lot of them are? Pro-life Catholics, pro-life not conservatives, but they're pro-life in general. And I saw some of these have been defaced by some of those people who were claiming that, you know, this was an egregious use of funds by the state.
Well, that is something we're also going to be working on, which is we know the state partnered with at least $1 million worth of resources.
Yeah. We have an ad.
Look, just show people. This is
we're not running an ad. We're going to show you the ad so you understand how aggressive.
This is what you could see in like a local news.
You're seeing it online, probably too. Go ahead. I think we have the video ad. Okay, hold on, guys. I think we're having an issue here. There it is.
Whether you need pregnancy care or abortion care, avoid anti-abortion centers. They may look like medical clinics, but can put your health at risk. They mislead you about your options if you're pregnant. And they don't offer abortion care. Learn more and find care you can trust. Learn more at mass.gov/gettrustedcare.
It is not an obsession with choice. And this is one of those things. This is an obsession with abortion.
You're right, because that's the only option they want. They're going to take away other options. But the only option they want for you is abortion. Because
you're saying anti-abortion centers.
The abortionists only make money if you have the abortion. The pro-life pregnancy centers are nonprofits probably running in the red mostly.
Yeah.
And a lot of volunteers that run those and take turns, you know, running those, whether it's the doctors, the nursing that's provided there, and the resources they have available for people who have decided to have children who are a tough spot economically. So like you said, the diapers, the baby formula, things like that that they make available, or just letting people know that if you don't feel like you're at the spot where you can raise a child, we will set you up with the adoption agencies.
Yeah,
it's like Massachusetts acts like they don't fund adoption agencies.
Yeah, I mean, this is from Boston. Cheryl on Rumble said, you know, I'm in Boston. Right? First time I saw these ads was this summer. I was shocked. This is vile, even for the ultra blue state. It is shocking when you see it in person. As someone, again, who really enjoyed being there, it was one of those moments of, I don't even want my kids reading this. Give us a call right now, but support the work of the ACLJ. You can do this right now. Your response will dictate how big we take this. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Make your donation today.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, folks, welcome back to Seculo. We are going to get into politics, too. As you know, we're getting closer to the Democrat convention. Was it how many days? 23 days now that Harris has not done a press conference. So it'll be interesting at some point.
Maybe by the end of the month, they're going to figure out a schedule.
I mean, I guess maybe they're waiting until after the convention. We talked about the two worst people. We'll talk about a little bit more of that with Rick Rinnell in the next segment of the broadcast. But Logan, we are now, we can kind of announce it to people too, because the legal action, I'll be able to specifically announce to people either end of this week or the very beginning of next week on how we are going to be working with the pro-life pregnancy resource centers in Massachusetts that are under attack through this multi-million dollar ad campaign that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is running it with alongside $1 million grant that they've gotten from the abortion industry.
Yeah, it's a .gov campaign. I mean, when you see it, I mean, this is a government-run campaign, and there you can see it. If you're watching right now, the billboard says, avoid anti-abortion centers. They mislead you. They mislead you about them, and then you go look, and they tell some stories, and, you know, here's the reasons why you shouldn't. But we know these people. These are the kindest, you know, people for the most part that run these pro-life resource centers. These people that are genuinely, most of them, like you said, volunteering their time to save lives. And we've been working about, I mean, look, this is how quick the ACLJ can work is. I was only in Boston like 2 or 3 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, end of July. Yeah. And I thought, I saw this and said, we have to respond. And we activated our legal team and activated our media team and said, let's get going. Obviously, we have to figure out what our angle is, how we can do it, how we can respond, because I saw this on the streets. But we have been warning you that this stuff was going to come. And here it is, finally, state run in Massachusetts. And they are already saying this is coming to other states. This is just the start of it. Now, Massachusetts, I said, they're funding this massive media blitz. They are spreading this state-sponsored lies and misinformation about that they call anti-abortion centers, or we call pro-life, even just pregnancy resource centers. These pro-life pregnancy resource centers, they, like I said, they save lives. They are there to support women in need. A lot of them provide a lot of care, even post-delivery. These aren't not just pro-life pregnancy centers. These are pregnancy centers that also, like I said, a lot of times will provide diapers, children's clothes, a lot of things for people who are in need. And they're essential. And not only for women who are in need, they're just a good resource for pregnant moms who are looking for a place to go where they're not, maybe they're even conservative, you know, Christians who don't want to go to a place where abortion is going to be pushed on you. We're taking urgent legal action, and we need your support. And I'm going to ask you this right now. Have your gift doubled today, and we know if it's coming during this show, we know why, and it's because of this campaign, the mass deception campaign. Fight this taxpayer-funded attack on pro-life pregnancy resource centers. We are up against the power of state and federal government, but state money. And we need to all band together to fight them and fight this behemoth right now. So all your gifts are doubled right now during the Life and Liberty Drive. And we are launching, like Jordan said, not just a massive multi-pronged legal campaign to fight back. We are also preparing our lawsuits that will be there. You know, as soon as the end of the week, we'll be able to announce them by at latest early next week, exactly what we're doing. And of course, one of the big processes in this, one of the big things, if they're taking media out, we are too. So guess what? We're going to be launching a huge counter campaign, and it's only going to be scaled based on how you support this. So we know that, does this matter? Yeah, exactly. How big do you want us to take this? That will be determined based on the donations that come in during this campaign. I've been waiting to talk about this till we had this, you know, ready to go. It is unprecedented. We're going to do an unprecedented, groundbreaking effort to combat this mass deception. Help women, help save babies, and really fight back for the values that mean something to you, because they're going to come for your state too. Look, again, I met with people. I talked with people in Massachusetts. They don't like this. They don't like that this kind of rhetoric is even on a billboard. Even if they're pro-choice,
they're having to pay for it with their taxpayer dollars. Like the organization put up $1 million, but Massachusetts, the Commonwealth itself, has got a lot more, you know, endless resources it can spend. And the fact that taxpayers are having to pay for this. So our response, as Logan said, we can make it huge, but it's going to be based on the resources we have available. It's going to be based on, if you go to ACLJ.org right now and make your donation at ACLJ.org during our Life and Liberty campaign, that we can beat back this mass deception. Go to ACLJ.org right now, donate.
Yeah, and if you like this, hit that thumbs up button right now on YouTube. We appreciate it. And subscribe.
Ch-
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Listen, I thought it was going to happen sooner rather than later. I know Rick Rennell is joining us now. Rick, of course, who has serves with us here at the ACLJ, is a colleague of us, former acting director of national intelligence, ambassador to Germany. And Rick, I know you're traveling Europe now. I wanted to talk to you first about President Trump, the fact that he is now like fully returned to the platform known as X, formerly Twitter. And I mean, you've got the left is freaking out. We've got, you know, an email went out from the Harris campaign, which said literally, I mean, this is after, you know, of course, President Trump has been shot because of the rhetoric like this. And the subject line, this is during the discussion. So before you even know exactly what they're going to even say this really was like listening in on a phone call on the issues between Elon Musk and President Trump. It was very interesting. But it was, again, kind of just lots of different issues. It wasn't like a political speech. And the subject line of the email is, the two worst people you know are live this evening. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if she's just talking generally, like the two worst people you know of, like, you know, in the world, Elon Musk, even if you're very, very liberal, and Donald Trump, they're not even close, Rick, to the two worst people. But this is how people end up getting shot and killed in the United States at an American political rally.
Yeah, it's disgusting. If you remember, there's a video of Kamala Harris where she is saying, you must go woke. You must be woke. You must go woker than the next. And when in doubt, go woke. And so she is telling us exactly who she is, which is a person who hates dissent. They don't want dissenting information. They crush it. They cancel it. They crush it. They put it in prison. They literally do everything they can to crush it. And that's how you weaponize the government against your political enemies. And so when she sees two people that are her political opponents, and she allows rhetoric to be, these are the two worst people in the world, it is literally giving people permission to go kill these people because they're the worst people in the world. And this is the emotional rhetoric that they keep doing. And yet, what does the media do? They call the campaign joyful. It's literally the story now is the implosion of the American media. Completely imploded. And it's a sad day for democracy. It's a sad day for America. But imagine a world where we had the media actually playing fair they would be playing the videos showing Kamala Harris' far left radical policy views.
And what is interesting too, of course, is that the left is Will, they are freaking out. Not that just Elon Musk and Donald Trump had this discussion, and they had to, you know, go have a cyber attack on it to try and take it down because of the millions of people and millions of more people that will likely hear about it now and start listening to it. They're seeing people talk about it. But ultimately, that Donald Trump is using the platform again. He said he was so angry during the, this is before Musk even bought Twitter and turned it into X, because the way he was being censored as a president of the United States, that he started his own Truth Social, which we utilize as well. We have our own accounts. There's ACLJ accounts, and we try to get it up there, things up there about simultaneously. But that Trump is now back.
That's right.
And it's not just a random tweet here and there. He's back utilizing Twitter.
And what you saw yesterday X. was from that Washington Post reporter asking Karine Jean-Pierre, basically, how are you going to censor him? This shows that, one, the media was in on the disinformation governance board the whole time, right? Like, we know now that it was collusion between the media and the administration to censor people's viewpoints. But, Rick, you're even seeing in Europe commissioners from the members of the European Commission sending threatening letters to Elon Musk about platforming Donald Trump. It feels like deja vu all over again from 2020.
Yeah, look, I'm in Vienna now, and I just spoke on a U.S.-EU forum panel, and I brought up this EU commissioner saying that that a conversation between Donald Trump and Elon Musk is going to be filled with misinformation and therefore should be censored. And, you know, you look at all of the other European proposals on how they should monitor the internet and not allow certain things on the internet that they think is misinformation or hate speech. And it really reminds me of what communist China does. They've created their own internet. They have a separate internet that is monitored, and there are certain things not allowed. And I think that's where the EU, and what I said today, is the EU has to be very careful because they're moving towards that. They're moving towards a system where they want to control the internet and they want to control spaces because they think that there's certain language that's bad. And when a government entity does that, Marxist.
Well, and, Rick, you know, I'm looking at they've now announced, you know, what the Time magazine cover with Harris is going to look like. This the media, I mean, you know, I've talked about gaslighting and Walt's gaslighting on against J.D. Vance, but I mean, talking about the media gaslighting when it comes to Harris, we know, Rick, I mean, because we know a lot of these media people, they were no fans of her. They didn't think she was some great leader. They of course, they got a little scared when after they saw President Trump debate Joe Biden that they had to figure something out. They realized with their rules, the only way to get the money that Joe Biden had raised to someone else, and not just through a 527, but through a campaign, was to utilize the vice president. So then they decided, you know what, we'll turn it on, the machine on. Don't put her on any interviews. Pick Waltz, another leftist. And we'll do some rallies, and then we're gonna totally redo who she is, and we'll get about people behind her, and we're actually seeing it in real time in America. She hasn't done an interview in 23 days since she's become the presidential nominee, but yet, you know, Time magazine has got these glowing things to say about her, when even the left would say she was pretty ineffective just a few weeks ago,
and she wouldn't even give them an interview.
Right.
Time.
She didn't even give them an interview.
Right.
To get the cover story. So, I mean, Rick, it's just wild to see this happening to the American people and to our voters here. I mean, talk about censorship and how the media is, this is the dangerous part of the media.
Well, I actually believe that the American people see it. Yeah. That we see that the media are completely, they've gone bonkers. They literally are not covering Democrats, they're covering up for Democrats. And when the American people see it, and then the media's credibility goes even further, the media are going to see it through their finances, through the bottom line. They're just not going to get people paying for it, clicking on it. And that's what I think that we need to do, is we need, as the American public, need to get to the truth as fast as we can and look at differing points of view and then figure out what you think the truth is, because the truth is always really, it's one person's perspective, it's another person's perspective, and you've got to look at it, and you as a consumer of news have to be aggressive about making sure that you're looking at all angles and that you're consuming news in the right way. Gone is the day that you just get to open up one newspaper, your local newspaper, and get the truth.
Yeah. I mean, Rick, as always, I want to appreciate you joining us, even while you're traveling in Europe. We're all seeing, too, that the protests happening in the UK right now, the protests, and I think it could spread to Europe as well. And this whole idea about, you know, freedom, what does freedom of speech really mean? It's something I think we can take for granted. And Rick, appreciate you joining us, even while traveling overseas. And again, it's something we can take for granted so quickly in the United States and then realize how quickly it can be taken away. But we have been warning you, folks. When we say that the left is weaponizing government, we mean it. When we say that Massachusetts is funding a massive media blitz, spreading state-sponsored lies and misinformation about anti-abortion centers, that's a mass deception. Pro-life pregnancy resource centers, they save lives, they help women in need, they're essential, and we're taking urgent legal action. I'll tell you about it either later this week or early next week, and we need your support. You'll have your gift doubled right now at ACLJ.org. That will help us know how we can respond through, again, not just the legal routes, but also through a counter campaign. Because, Will, this is it's unique for the ACLJ. We don't do this all of the time, but we are planning to launch a huge counter campaign in an unprecedented and groundbreaking effort inside Massachusetts, because this is just the first state that they're doing this in, because we got to combat the mass deception to help women and to ultimately save babies. And that's what supporting the ACLJ through our Life and Liberty campaign to doubling your impact is all about right now.
That's right. And we're able to do big things because of the huge support that we have from ACLJ members and from our ACLJ champions, those that give on a monthly recurring basis. It's more important than ever right now as we look forward to this new campaign to fight back against the government-sponsored misinformation being propagated in the United States against Americans by using Americans' taxpayer dollars, and we will not stop. Join us today in the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Have your donations doubled at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months, and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. go to aclj.org/champion.
Well, we can take some calls to 1-800-684-3110. I was talking about the Time magazine cover. And again, I don't think it's a big deal that Time magazine is noting that, you know, the first a woman of color is now a candidate for president. I don't think that, I mean, you know, it's not weird. They put Donald Trump on the cover positively and negatively too. It's just the fact that, one, she didn't even do an interview for them for this cover. And then part two, no one voted for her to be this nominee. It was Donald Trump called it a coup, which is interesting. I bet Joe Biden does kind of feel that way. I don't think we're ever going to hear that from him directly. It'd be interesting one day to maybe hear from some of his family members if they felt like that. Or did they feel like he was really going to put himself in a situation that was not good, that was going to be dangerous for him or for even the country? And so we don't really know yet from the Biden family. But what we do know is that the Democrats got him pushed out and Harris in. And Time magazine is elevating her, Will. But the truth is, none of their reporters have gotten to even speak to her.
That's right. And Glenn Greenwald, the independent journalist, known for his independent streak, not necessarily a conservative by any means.
To show people
but
what we're
and
about.
As we're talking about this cover, he tweeted out the cover and it says her moment in the bottom as the headline. But he said the way U.S. corporate media transformed Kamala Harris from a national embarrassment to a transformative pioneer overnight without even pretending to care about anything that she thinks or believes is a powerful testament to how potent the science of propaganda is.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I feel like I've been on the right, someone who has constantly said, I just don't know what happened to her. I remember seeing her during the impeachment that we worked on as President Trump's legal team. And so these senators were running for president at the time. And, you know, she her resume alone, if you just didn't know about how weird she comes across, I wouldn't even use the word weird. I will say cringy, because I don't like calling people weird so much. And again, I don't care if they want to call us weird. That's pretty normal. If you've been, you know, someone like me and the work that we've done, I'm pretty used to that. But cringy is more just, you know, like how the first rally she did with Wallace, and she was like, good evening, like three or four times. It was like a little just, ugh, like this is, but I mean, if you look at her resume, you'd say, well, this is someone who's done a lot. I mean, she's gone from a huge state, worked her way up through that state up to, you know, state AG, then works your way into the U.S. Senate. Like her politics or not, then she's vice president of the United States. That's, you know, making your way up through the political system inside the Democrat Party. Though she didn't run a great campaign for president, still able to, you know, get into that VP spot. Okay, wasn't a great VP and still able to get into that presidential spot. There's something going on behind the scenes here. And what we've also seen, Will, which is, I think, unique, and we can take some calls too, but I think it's unique that Biden was not able to get the Obama bros. Harris has them.
Right.
They are coming. They were already in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, but they're back on TV. And they're a little more liberal these days, and they're willing to go out by name for her.
That's right. And once again, as you saw in the interview with President Biden over the weekend, he hasn't said it's a coup yet like Donald Trump did, but he got very close with the way he talked about being forced out effectively by Nancy Pelosi and other leaders in Congress that are Democrats. But let's go to the phones. Mary Ellen from Illinois on line one. You're on Seculo.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for covering all these issues. But I'd just like to make a comment about the interview with President Trump and Elon Musk. And what Jordan said about, you know, early on in the call about free speech made me think about our elections, because, you know, our election is based on, you know, the First Amendment, our rights. And I thought, if they can put off with the internet that call for 45 minutes or so, they can, what can they do to our voting machines, which are connected to the internet, because our country has the machines, whereas other
all you have to say is this, man. Elon Musk is, you know, as they say in their emails, the richest person in the world or whatever. And also, I guess, based off to Harris, which I'd love to have a media person ask her, who are the two most dangerous people in the world? And see if she could even remember that maybe her campaign sent out an email calling Donald Trump and Elon Musk the two most dangerous people are.
Yes.
And that they're alive. But you do have to ask yourself this. Elon Musk said they tested 8 million people jumping on, like clicking on at one time. That means you could have more than 8 million. But like, what would happen if 8 million people clicked the same link at one time? And it worked. But yet, there was a campaign, Will, that was stronger and bigger, and that even someone like Elon Musk, with all the resources he has, prepping, knowing that it's coming, though eventually they got up, like Mary Ellen said, for about 30 to 45 minutes, they could not get their broadcast up. Their free speech was shut down, even if you own the actual platform.
That's right. And these denial of service attacks are very common ways that hackers will try to do a cyber attack to try to shut down someone. But the fact that they had done a stress test, they were prepared for something like this, and it was sophisticated enough to still wreak havoc. You also know the FBI is now investigating a hack of the Trump campaign by the Iranians.
Yep.
That there's foreign interference trying to harm the president, the Trump campaign in this situation. There's a lot of issues we're going to see as we get closer to November. But let's take Christopher calling from California on line 3. Christopher, you're on Seculo. Final call of the day.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I was calling in because I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on public perception. I watched the interview with Trump and Elon last night on X, and I was just wondering how you guys think that would shift public perception, since X is a more wide range platform that's accessible to people that don't really take in their media through traditional news media. I was just wondering what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I think ultimately, yes. I think that you still, in America, in this election cycle, you've got your traditional voters who do take in most of their media through their local news. It's why running an ad campaign like we've looked at doing on the life side in response to what Massachusetts is doing can get very expensive. One, it's during a campaign season, but two, it's still it's prime time in Boston during the local news hours and things like that is some of the highest times on TV. Ultimately, I do think we will get to a place where that kind of media, legacy media, when we even talk about that, we won't even be talking about broadcast news. We won't even be talking about necessarily cable news, but we will all be talking about different ways. I don't even know if the platforms we're using right now will be that important. I do know that it is going to be a lot more access to information, and that's a good thing if we win the battle on free speech, Will. Only if I think we fight back, which is what we're doing at the ACLJ. We're going to launch a multi-pronged legal campaign to fight back on what's happening in Massachusetts. Remember, this is also fighting back against mass deception. Because, listen, the web, TV campaigns, ad campaigns, especially when run by governments, can be highly deceptive and very influential. But in the United States, you are supposed to be able to respond. That's why we have a First Amendment. Even if you are responding in a way the government detests, you are supposed to be able to respond. And that is what we are trying to do right now. And the level of our response, not legally, which we're going to announce how we're doing that end of this week, early next week, but the way we do it publicly through it, like an ad campaign, the level of that response is going to be based on how much you donate in the next few days to ACLJ at ACLJ.org during our Life and Liberty campaign.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.